Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I wanted to find a source that we both could trust, you and me, and I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Do you know the feeling where you are absolutely spiraling? Like you are looking at your life and you are like, nothing is good, nothing is fun, nothing brings me joy. I'm in a complete shit spiral. Do you know that feeling? That feeling where you are like, the world is happening to me. Like everything around me is against me. I know that feeling so well, and I also know stepping out of that feeling so well. And the feeling that I get when I finally feel empowered once again, when I finally am in my body and knowing that I am in the responsibility for my own life, that's when everything opens up. That's when everything changes and I stop fucking spiraling. What is up, guys, and welcome back to Skinny Dipping, the podcast where we strip down and we dive in metaphorically. You can get really naked if you want, but we're doing a metaphorical naked moment right now where we get really vulnerable. That feeling when you're naked and you're just like, wow, I am so vulnerable. I am so fully myself right now. That is the energy that we bring here on Skinny Dipping. We talk about the mind, the body, and the soul, and all those three components in harmony in order to create actionable change in our lives. Because we can talk about all these things in theory all day long, all the little self-improvement tips and tricks, but if we are not embodying the change, if we are not embodying the evolution, then what is the point? And today I'm so excited because I think that a lot of people talk about victim mode and getting out of victim mode and stepping into a place of empowerment in a way that is really beautiful, but I would just like to bring my own voice and my own opinions to the conversation because I know firsthand what it feels like to have a life that is honestly very blessed, but then just because of anxiety, depression, mental issues, we tend to create a shit storm within ourselves. Like, we are so blessed and so protected. Obviously, so many people are going through their own individual battles, but for the most part, when we look at life, it's like, okay, do I have love? Do I have family? Do I have safety? Do I have clean water? Do I have food? Like, we are all so blessed. Like, if you are listening to this podcast right now, no matter what is going on in your life, like, you probably have access to so many things that, like, 90% of the world doesn't. And I think that we get caught up in our own bullshit, our own drama, and we start spiraling into this victim mode, this victim mindset where we feel like the world is happening to us and not for us, and that we are completely out of control when it comes to our life circumstances. And when we finally step back in the driver's seat, it feels so good. And I'm going to talk about the nuances of victim mode, and we're actually going to rebrand it today because I don't really like using the word victim because I think victim is associated with people who have dealt with any sort of violence. And in those cases, that person is a victim and they shouldn't be told, oh my God, you need to get out of victim mode. No, because in those moments where someone is actually a victim of a certain trauma or violence, I think it's really important to acknowledge that they are so valid in being the victim in that experience because somebody actually did something wrong to them. So I want to take the word victim out of it, and we are going to rebrand it as disempowered and empowered, because that's really what I mean. If you're disempowered, I think it really means, okay, I have a lot going on for me in my life, but I am picking out all the negative things, and I am spiraling into this negative thought loop spiral full of negative self-talk where I am, you know, really disrespecting myself and disrespecting my life and disrespecting my blessings. And being empowered is really being in the driver's seat of your life and being like, wow, I have choice and I have so much to live for and I have so much further that I want to create and I feel empowered to do so. So I feel like disempowered and empowered is better for me than victim mode and not victim mode, because I think when we rebrand it as that, we can really separate the victim mindset conversation away from anyone who has dealt with sort of any sort of violence, because I just don't think that that situation implies to what I'm going to be talking about today. So we are rebranding it and we're going to be talking about how to get out of a disempowered mindset. How do you get out of it? How do you step out of it? How do you literally pull yourself out of a disempowered mindset? Because it is a spiral. It is a spiral that is full of momentum that can be hard to pull ourselves out of, but I have the exact tips and tricks today. I have actually 3 tips and tricks that are going to help pull you out of this disempowered mindset and into stepping into an empowered mindset where you feel proud of yourself, you feel like you have choice in life, you feel like you are living the life that you want to live. And even if you aren't living the exact life that you want to live, you know that you have choice and you can take action to move forward into that life. And that's where I want to get you guys today, is being empowered within your body, knowing that you have choice, knowing that you are responsible for your life. And I just can't wait to dive into it with you guys today, because I think these tips and tricks are going to truly change somebody's life out there. They've definitely changed my life. So before we get into it, make sure to hit the subscribe button if you are new. Hit it, go for it, whatever platform you're listening on, because it really helps me so much. And make sure to share this episode with somebody that you love afterwards. Share it on your Instagram story. Tag me at SundaysKK, at Skinny Dipping Diaries. Make sure to join the Soul in Progress community, to join the exclusive community where the skinny dippers like you guys who love mental health and spirituality can meet and talk about what's going on and support each other. And honestly, everyone who's in the community is like a bestie to me, and I'm just like so grateful for everyone. So I would love if you would join the community. That'll be linked below. And before we get into the episode, I wanted to let you guys know that enrollment for the second round of podcast camp is open. It is a limited amount of spots. Last time we filled up to that limit, so make sure that you go in, check it out, and sign up now. Because if you have felt called to start a podcast, or you already have a podcast and you're looking to grow, you're looking to monetize, you're looking to actually make it a career, this is everything in one. We talk about social media, growing on social media, funneling that to your podcast, how to build a business out of it, how to monetize out of it. And then also we talk about the mindset work, because honestly, we get in our own way and it creates this self-sabotaging pattern where we don't want to be seen. So we do a lot of EFT tapping. We dive into the mindset work. And I just wanted to read a little review from Kendall, who has the Levitating podcast. If you want to check out her podcast, Kendall Hyatt, go ahead, check it out. I love her. I love her message. I absolutely loved having her in podcast camp. And this is her review of podcast camp. Podcast camp has literally been my holy grail, she says. I was looking for a helpful hand on podcasting, but literally got help in every area necessary for my own personal growth and social media presence. It was amazing to have someone to look at my content, listen to my podcast, and give both constructive and positive feedback. The amount of information I received is actually fucking insane. I learned, all caps, everything I could possibly learn about podcasting alongside other amazing individuals pursuing the same program. The Zooms were also so fun, always so fun, full of information. And Kayla, you created such an exciting and loving space to grow. I loved the breath work and tapping sessions that we did during the Zooms as well. It was a 10 out of 10 experience. Thank you, Kendall. And if you guys want to sign up, it will be below. Limited amount of spots, so go get in now. And this will be the last time it is at this price because the feedback that I got from last podcast camp was like, wow. We got so much bang for our buck. Like, everyone was like, the information that you gave is like $5,000 worth of information. And I'm like, it literally is, because I've had coaches, I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars, so I want to give this information for you guys for only like a couple $100s, and it's just the most fun weekend ever. Everyone left feeling so inspired, so ready, so prepared for social media, podcasting, monetization, and all of it. So anyway, check that out. Let's get ready to strip down and dive in. We're stepping out of a disempowered mindset and into an empowered one. How are we going to do it? I'm Kayla Rose, your host of Skinny Dipping. And let's strip down and dive in. So like I said before, we are rebranding it away from the victim mindset, even though that's what it's traditionally called in this type of work because of the association with survivors of violence. And I don't want anyone to think that if you are a survivor of something really fucked up, that you need to get out of victim mode, because what you need to do is feel, heal, and recognize that you have been hurt. And sometimes that is just a whole different conversation. That is not what I'm talking about today. Today, this conversation is for the people who get in their own way, who, you know, maybe you're not exactly where you want to be in your life, but what I will say is you do have a lot of blessings. You do have a lot of things going for you, but it's when we are in this disempowered mindset that we begin to pick out all the little negative things in our life, all the things that we want to change, all the things that we don't like about ourselves, about our life, about our circumstances. And that is what our focus is on. And what I will say is your focus is your currency. So in order to move out of this mindset, we must shift our focus away from the things that we don't have and towards the things that we do have. Basically, just letting go of that lack mindset and stepping into the abundance mindset, where you are focusing on your blessings, even if it's the littlest thing. Like, I got up today, I got to drink clean water today. Like, sometimes when we are so lost, it is so important to come back to those basic gratitudes of being like, wow, a lot of people in the world don't have, you know, a mom to call right now or something like that. Like, it makes me emotional because I think we forget how to, clean water to drink, like a parent to call, or even if you don't, like if your parents have passed away or you don't have a good relationship with them, like having an aunt or a grandparent that you can depend on, having anybody to depend on, having friends, like having an art or passion that you're excited about. It's all these little things that seem so commonplace that we end up taking for granted. And when we can shift our focus towards seeing those small gratitudes and the magic in the mundane, and we can see like, wow, I actually do have a lot, even if I'm spiraling right now, even if my mental health feels at up 10 out of 100, even if I'm feeling low, even if I'm feeling a lot of anxiety or depression is creeping back in, I still do have so much to be grateful for. And it's in that shift where you bring your focus back to what really matters. Because I think a lot of us, I didn't know I was going to get so emotional today. I think a lot of us feel super lost because the way that capitalism has changed our value system has really impacted so many of us. We have been conditioned to believe that our values should be money, fame, success, material objects, showing off. We've been taught that the value system that we hold is based off of our productivity, is based off of the money we make or the house we own or the car we own, when in fact, we need to change our value systems back to our roots, back to our literal ancestral roots. Like, hundreds of years ago, what did people value? Community, family, having food and clean water, and being able to, you know, sing and dance. Like, I feel like in so many ancient cultures, there is such an emphasis on art, on poetry, on even drinking wine in celebration, on dancing and singing. And no matter what is going on in the outside circumstances, when we can come back to an aligned value system, this is when your life is going to change. This is when you are going to step out of a disempowered mindset, because capitalism and the way that it's created this productivity culture really has made us think that those simple things are not something to be valued, when in fact they should be the most valued. Love should be the most valued. Community, family, art, and, you know, food, water, the basic necessities. Those are the things to be valued. Laughter, dance. And if you can shift your focus back to what it is that you value, and really tune in, go to your journal and write down, what are my core values, in order, 1 through 8 or 1 through 10 or 1 through 5, whatever you want to do, however many you want to write down on the paper. I want you to do a little journal assignment and go and write down your values in order. What is your first value? For me, I feel like my first value is connection. I feel like that encompasses friendship and community, and also my connection with my partner. I just feel like I have such a love for people. My second value would probably be connection to nature and the earth and the land, and also the protection of the earth, the nature, and the land. What we value is also what we protect. It's what we, you know, assign our time to. So knowing your value system is so important. My third one would probably be creativity, art, and expression. I kind of see those all in this one category of this third value. And for me, I think it's so important that you individually tap into your intuition and your soul, and you do this little assignment and you ask yourself, what are my values? And be real with yourself. Write down like your current values. Like, how are you acting? And based on the way that you're acting, what are your current values? For me right now, I've been really valuing friendship. So I think connection makes sense for me at the top. But maybe a year ago, when I was just like super ingrained in the hustle, not even a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, I couldn't say that was my first value because I wasn't acting on it. My first value would have probably been money or success, like the outside version of success, success that other people deem successful, was my values a couple years ago, and that's what I acted on, because we make decisions based on our value system. So I want you to write down, be honest with yourself, what are your current values? What are you basing your actions off of? Where are you dedicating your time? Look at that, and then you will be able to see your values. And now, on a separate piece of paper, I want you to write down what you want your values to be. Ideally, when you tap into your heart and your soul's intuition, what are your core values? And now, can you begin to look at those new values, that new set of values that you want to embody, and can you make decisions based off of those values? Because that's when you're going to feel empowered in your life, when your actions are aligned with your values. Your entire life will change. And that's the first way that we are going to go from disempowered to an empowered mindset. Disempowered meaning you feel like you are just not in control, you are spiraling, everything is happening to you, your circumstances are out of your control, and then we're going and stepping into the empowerment mindset, the empowered mindset where you feel like I'm in the driver's seat, my actions are aligned with my values, I trust myself, I know that I can change my life in any moment through my actions, through my choices, through my decisions. And that's where I want you to be, where you are like, I am personally responsible for my life. So that is number one of how to shift to that empowered mindset. Okay, I want to also note that momentum is powerful. Momentum is very powerful. So if you're spiraling negatively, know that you can also spiral positively. You can spiral upwards. I love Spiraling Higher with Sam and Gina. I actually just did an episode on their podcast. Shout out to them. They have brilliant minds. I love having conversations with them. And their podcast is called Spiraling Higher. And I love that so much because I feel like we are so used to thinking of a spiral as a downward motion. But in fact, we can spiral upwards. And just as momentum can pull us down very quickly, it can also pull us up very quickly. So now that once you get into the motion and the momentum of spiraling upwards and being in this empowered mindset, it is going to get easier and easier for you because you are going to be catching this momentum. You are going to be catching this wave and riding it, and it's just going to be so easy as you begin to practice. So just so you know, if it feels uncomfortable for you, if it feels like different than what you've been doing, know that's normal. And once you practice, the momentum will kick in. Ripple is a 0% nicotine aromatic diffuser so that you can puff on with plant-based ingredients and organic-based natural aromas and a non-addictive formula. Join the fuck nicotine movement today with Ripple. Ripple is a British startup owned and operated by a brother and sister duo, which we absolutely love, with the mission to get the world off nicotine one plant-powered puff at a time. And I got these for my boyfriend, my friends, and it is really working in their journey to let go of their nicotine addiction. My personal favorite is the peppermint ginseng. Currently, it's called Power, and it really just like lifts my energy. I always like go back and forth which one's my favorite, but right now the Power takes the cake. I want to give you guys 15% off your entire order with the code all caps
Kayla Rose.
The link to check out at Ripple will be in the description below. And again, 15% off your order with Ripple with the code Skinny Dipping. Go check it out and get off nicotine today.
Okay. The first thing that I wanted to talk about, I kind of just like got into the whole value system, but I didn't even write that down in my notes. That was a fully channeled message that came through. I actually just did a little prayer before this podcast, just asking whatever messages that needed to come through for you guys, because I hope that something clicks for somebody out there, because this is the era of the phoenix. And the era of the phoenix is that transformational moment where change happens over time, but transformation happens instantly. It's that moment where it clicks, where you're like, oh, I get it now. So we're aligning our actions to our value system and we're checking in with our values. The next thing I want to talk about is having an anchoring question. Because if I am spiraling, I have trouble pulling out all my tools. I have trouble, you know, changing my state. I just am like in this spiral where I feel like I am in a fucking hurricane. So to have an anchor statement, it might be a little bit different for you, but I want to share with you my anchor statement always grounds me back to earth. It keeps me grounded and allows me to realize like, okay, no matter what is going on, I can use this statement to get back in the driver's seat of my life. I feel it out. I feel my feelings. I cry it out, of course. And then once I'm ready to come back into this empowered state of mind, I ask myself, well, what is the medicine for this? Because what happens when you're in a disempowered state of mind, in this victim mindset, what happens is we begin to say everything that is wrong. We are not solution-based at all. There is no solution. There are only complaints when we are in this disempowered mindset. And this is a clear sign that you may be in this disempowered mindset, is when you only have complaints and no solutions. The anchoring statement that I come back to is, what is the medicine? Because I could totally answer, what is the problem? I could tell you what the problems are all day long. I could list off 100 problems when I'm in this disempowered and dysregulated state. But if I can ask myself, well, what is the solution? And the anchoring statement that I like to use is, what is the medicine? If I was sick and this was the sickness that I was having, what would be the medicine that I would give myself, that the doctor, the metaphorical doctor, would give me? And I ask myself, what is the medicine? Because it takes me out of ruminating and obsessing on the problem or problems, the spiral of problems that I'm experiencing. And it puts me back into the driver's seat and it allows me to know that I have choice and I can take action. What is the medicine? That is my anchoring statement. And it immediately switches me into solution-based thinking. And solution-based thinking puts me directly into the empowered mindset. So for example, I was talking to a friend the other day. We were at the beach and she was telling me, oh my God, like my boss is like stressing me out, blah, blah, blah. And she doesn't even really love her job anyway. And she's been talking about wanting to, you know, go off and do a different career. And in my head, I'm thinking, this seems like the eclipse energy that you need, babe. Like, you needed this push. Like, the reason that your boss is like being shitty to you is because the universe is trying to show you that you are getting pushed out of your job because there is something greater for you on the other side. And if everything was happy with your job and your boss and your coworkers, then you would stay complacent here. That was my opinion. But I just listened to her in this moment. And the question that I would want to ask her, this isn't like a super close friend also. If it was a very close friend, I would immediately get into this in-depth conversation, but it's a friend of a friend who also is my friend. But with that being said, I think if we were closer, I would have, you know, got into it with her, but it didn't feel like the right moment. It felt like she was definitely spiraling in that disempowered mindset of, why is this happening to me? And the question that I so badly wanted to ask her is, what is medicine? what is the medicine? Because maybe the medicine in that situation would be to leave, to look for something else, to go after the dreams that you've been wanting to pursue, because obviously this is a clear out for you. This is a clear sign. And I think eclipse season is kicking a lot of people out of their old life. And eclipse season is clip seasons. It's clipping out anything that is no longer serving you. And I think we can look at getting kicked out of our old life as, oh my God, why is this happening to me? Or we can be like, wow, thank God that this is happening, because I know that I am supposed to do something so much greater and so much more aligned. When I lost my podcast host and friend maybe 3 years ago, and we had this huge falling out, I had trouble getting out of this disempowered mindset. I really struggled, and I was like, why is this happening to me? Why am I losing this friend? And now I look back at that moment, and I was like, wow, thank God that happened, because if I didn't lose that friendship and that podcast host, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing with Skinny Dipping today. And even the most painful breakups in our life, even the most painful connections and losses that we experience, have this greater picture benefit for us, is what I've personally realized. And it allows us to be more aligned to our path. So in that moment, it's like, okay, I'm losing my best friend. Like, I'm losing my podcast host. Everything is falling apart. What is the medicine? The medicine is to trust that I can do this on my own. The medicine is to take action towards my dreams and continue to not give up, even if I'm continuing this road solo. Or for example, the other day, the reason that I anchored into this statement, what is the medicine, is because I was stressing out about my partner and his own struggles within his life and things that are triggering him. And I was taking his life so personally to me because I could feel it affecting our relationship. And I could spiral and complain and list all the problems out about, you know, what's going on with his life. Or I could ask myself, what is the medicine? And I could come back to that anchoring statement. And for me, that anchoring statement showed me, okay, the medicine is to be more independent within myself and know that he has to go through his own journey. He has to go through his own lessons. And some of those I cannot help him with. I cannot tell him what to do. I cannot guide him through that. It is his own lessons on his own divine timeline. And that was the medicine for me to realize that. And it immediately put me back into the driver's seat of my life. And I wasn't getting tossed and turned outside of myself anymore. I was back within the center of myself, feeling empowered once again. So when you are in problem focus mode, let's get into solution-based mode. And how are we going to do that? Through the anchoring phrase, what is the medicine? Do it in your journal, say it out loud, talk about it with your friends. However you need to do it, just ask yourself, what is the medicine? And also ask your friends when they are spiraling, being like, well, what do you think we should do? What is the medicine to this? What is the medicine to this? And it just makes us think, like, what can I do for myself right now to help myself? What is the medicine? So I really hope that helps. It's a really quick trick that just immediately takes you out of disempowerment and into empowerment. And it genuinely works so well. The second thing that I wanted to talk about is, now it's the third thing, but originally it was the second thing, is to do something in service of others. When we are in negative spiral mode, when we are in disempowerment, we are so self-to-self, we are so self-serving, we are so in our problems. And when you step outside of yourself in service for others, go volunteer, help out a friend, help out a family member, or maybe just see where you can show up in your community. When you act outside of yourself in service of others, it creates this deep sense of gratitude that immediately puts you back into the space of empowerment, because you show yourself, okay, sometimes I feel like I can't even help myself, but at least I can show up for somebody else and make their day better. It doesn't even have to be like a volunteer moment. Of course, that really helps. Go to your local humane society and help with the animals, or, you know, women helping women in your community. But it also can be like complimenting a stranger, helping somebody with their bags in the grocery store. It's these little moments of human connection that really can take us outside of ourselves, and we realize that our problems aren't that important. Sometimes they are. I don't want to invalidate you and tell you your problems are not important, because sometimes they are, and sometimes they are a big deal. I will say that. And other times we are literally just in the negative spiral of momentum, and we need to catch ourselves and we need to say, no, there are more important things that matter. We need to come back to our values. And I just feel like when I am in service of others, even coming on this mic and speaking to you always takes me out of my own bullshit, because I realize I'm not showing up for me always. Like, I love this job, but I show up because I love you guys. Not me being so emotional today. Oh my gosh. Eclipse season is getting me, but it's like I'm showing up because I know I have something to say that hopefully will help somebody, even one person that's listening. And to me, that is just like the biggest win, and always takes me out of my own bullshit and makes me feel so empowered in my purpose. And that's what I want for you guys. So find a way to get outside of yourself and into service. And I promise it will immediately hack you from taking you from disempowerment to empowerment. The last thing that I wanted to talk about is coming back to the gratitudes of life. I guess this actually kind of relates to the value system, but coming back to the simple gratitudes, literally writing a gratitude list, saying how you feel out loud to the trees, talk to the trees, talk to the skies, talk to the ocean, like speak to nature and tell it what you're grateful for. And even if you can't think of anything, just think of something, because there is something. You know, you could be grateful for waking up today, for your legs, for walking you everywhere, for, you know, music, for saving you, whatever it is. Like, find the gratitudes and then also look for the lessons. If you can look for the lessons in all the bad shit, all the negative shit, all the painful shit that is happening in your life, the lesson will free you, because you realize that we are here to serve a greater purpose on this earth. And that comes with learning hard lessons. The karma that we have come to live out is so that we can serve the greater purpose of the collective, of the world, of those that we love, of those that we are in service to. And the hard things that you are experiencing, your wounding is your wisdom. Your wounding is your wisdom, and your pain is your practice. When you truly embody this lesson and you have that click aha moment, and you just realize, like, wow, the reason I had to go through certain things is because I am meant to show up and serve the world in a certain way, that immediately takes you out of your disempowerment and into your empowered mindset. And I just want you to, like, take a second. And if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but just try to feel in your heart center. If you're sitting, if you're listening, just take a second, sit down, close your eyes, put your hands to your heart, and I just want you to feel how good it feels to know that no matter what you've been through, let's take a deep breath. No matter what you've been through, there is a greater lesson and there is a greater reason. Your wounding is your wisdom, and there is a way that you are supposed to show up greater in this world. If you are listening to this podcast, if you are part of the Skinny Dipping community, I truly believe it is because we are all in this journey to empowering the collective, to using our light worker magic, to use our, you know, evolving consciousness to really help the world live in greater joy and peace and love. And although it doesn't feel like it right now because there's so much uprooting happening within the world, I genuinely believe the uprooting and the clear showing and clear, you know, seeing of the evil that is going on is because it is needing to bubble up to the surface, to be exposed, so that we can grow further, so that we can heal deeper as a collective. As, you know, a collective not just with humans, but a collective with the earth and nature and animals. What you have gone through, there is lessons in there that is leading you to your greatest purpose and also to your greatest joy and your greatest love. We are in the craziest moment right now in energetic history where there is deep uprooting and up-leveling happening, and we all fucking feel it. And the gratitude that I have for, no matter the pain, to be a part of it, to be a part of greatness, is something that I love so deeply. And when you can sit in that gratitude and love for the time that your soul honestly chose to reincarnate onto earth in this crazy time, like, I'm so grateful that we are all here, because I feel like we're all meant to do something amazing together as a collective. And the Skinny Dipping Squad, we are definitely meant to. That's why we are on this spiritual awakening and the spiritual journey, is because each of us have a part to play. And knowing that I have personal responsibility for my actions to align with my values. Knowing that we have personal responsibility to be in the driver's seat of our life and, you know, catch ourselves when we are in a shame spiral, when we are in a negative thought loop spiral, and switching over into, wow, how can I be in service to others? How can I ask myself, what is the medicine? How can I use an anchoring statement to come back to being solution-based? You have everything within you to make the flip, to do the change, to change from disempowerment to empowerment. And now you've listened to this podcast and you have all the tools and skills that you need to switch to empowerment mode whenever you need, whenever you feel ready, in any moment. And know that you might linger back to disempowerment, and that's a part of being human, and give ourselves grace. But both and. We're going to go back sometimes, and then we'll, you know, it's just being human. But what I will say is you have everything in you to be empowered in any single moment. In any single moment. And I hope these four tools, 3 to 4 tools, like 3.5 tools, allow you to be able to do this more easily. Because as you practice, you will gain that positive momentum that you need to be able to easily shift back to empowerment. Whenever, because the power is within you. It really is. The mana, the power, the energy of oneness, of God, of the universe, of source, of spirit, it is within you. And you have that ability. So I hope there was some sort of aha moment. I cannot wait to hear what your downloads are today. This may be one of my favorite episodes ever because I feel like the message is so potent. And I'm just so grateful for you guys. I'm genuinely so grateful. You guys are my favorite people in the world. I can't wait to hear your downloads. It makes my day when you post where you're listening to on your Instagram, even for the girlies that, you know, don't really post on their stories a lot. It really does make my day. I'm following anybody back right now who posts and tags me at Sundays KK and at Skinny Dipping Diaries. And I would also love to see you guys in the Soul in Progress community to talk about all of this further. If you have downloads, that would be a great place to share it. So go out. I'm like getting a little dizzy now. Lots of talking. But I love talking to you guys, and you guys make me so happy. And yeah, everything is going to be in the description below. So go check that out. And remember, you are inherently worthy. Even when you are in your disempowered state, you are still so worthy, and you are still so loved and so capable, even when you don't feel like it. I see it within you. Other people see it within you. And I just love you guys so much. And my prayer for you all is just that you are in your deepest empowerment. I love you guys. Bye. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinny dipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinny dipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/skinny dipping.